Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is John Batchelor. I spoke with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, and we touched on border security. Victor identifies the border as a major problem for the administration now, and it's addressing it in patchwork ways, discussing detaining people at the border or turning them back, even mentioning the possibility of seeking out people who've defied the law and documentation in America and gathering them up and returning them into Mexico or their country of origin. It's a long, twisted tale. It has to do with Washington policy. But Victor identifies that the number has now grown so large, 7 million, that no one in Washington is ignoring it. He also mentions that there is the general understanding that the more porous the border, the more drugs, especially fentanyl, that comes into the United States, and the more fentanyl, the more fentanyl deaths. Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, connecting border security, the Biden administration's attempt here in the first term to correct the mistakes made, and fentanyl.
I think that Mr. Mayorkas, to take one example, is afraid that if he doesn't change and he keeps going out on the stump and saying that the border is secure after 7 million illegal entries, he'll get impeached. And I think he fears that he'll not only get impeached with Republican votes, but there'll be some Democrats for their own political survival in the House that would vote for impeachment. In other words, they would not want to run in 2024 against the charge that you voted to excuse what Mr. Mayorkas has done. It's been that bad. And I think to a lesser extent, Biden feels that that's a vulnerability now. And there was never support, John, for an open border, but there was a sense that there were other issues that could cloud that reality. And now it's so flagrant. And by the flagrant, I mean it's 7 million people. It's $5 million to house people in luxury hotels formerly in New York alone per day. We have 100,000 people who died reportedly from opiate and specifically fentanyl overdoses in a year. And that's been going on since 2010 when it was at 30,000. If you sum up the years, you get a larger number of Americans that have been killed by fentanyl than all the wars since World War II, more than Korea, Vietnam, all of them put together. And the pills are made to look like other drugs, deliberately so, in Mexican manufacturing plants under the nose of the Mexican government, with the raw product coming from China. And we know how to stop it.
I'm John Batchelor.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.